What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 79 of the Sports Crowd Second Podcast. Today, we have another great interview, keeping the streak going for a couple weeks. And then next week, I'm going to do my goals episode for 2023. So that'll be another great one. Make sure you guys are subscribed for that one. And so you get all of the episodes straight into your library. But today's interview is with Scott Wright from the Next Gem app. And Next Gem, Next G-E-M. Is a great app. I've been using it a lot. It's a lot like Collects, but it's better for slabs, and there's a lot of great features that we talk about in our interview today. But I would definitely get the app. It's on Apple App Store right now, not on Android yet, but it should be soon. So stay on the lookout for that app if you have an Android, but it's a great app. I've been using it a lot. I'm a definite advocate of this app, so I would check it out whenever you guys can. But yeah, this is a great software and newer app that a lot of people have actually been using, and I've seen it grow a lot as well since I got it. But yeah, make sure you guys stay tuned for the interview, and hopefully it convinces you to get the app yourself. So let's hop right into the interview with Scott Wright from Next Gem. What is up, guys? We've got another great guest on the More Than Sports Hotline. Today, we have Scott Wright from the Next Gem app. Scott has done a great job with co-founding the Next Gem app, and we're going to talk all about it today in today's episode. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Jacob. Thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to talking cards with you.
For sure. Yeah, I'm super glad to have you on the show today. So let's get started like I always do. How did you get into collecting, and just tell us your collecting story?
Yeah, so I am currently 43 years old. So I got into cards kind of mid to late 1980s. And I was that classic kid. When I was 10 years old, I was going to the local VFW and setting up at their card show. And my favorite player as a kid was Chuck Knobloch, who you've probably never even heard of considering your age, but he was a pretty big player for my local Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees. So I remember buying his cards for a quarter and selling them for a dollar. And as a kid, I kind of just I funded my hobby by flipping cards and collecting my favorite players. Unfortunately, I got, like so many people, I got out of cards right as I got towards the end of high school and got to college. And that just happened to be right at the back end of the 1990s when all these great, cool, super rare and valuable cards were coming out. So unfortunately, I didn't have any precious metal gems or rubies or credentials stashed away in a shoebox like some people have. I had a lot of that junk wax era stuff in my childhood collection, but that was kind of my origin story. It's fun watching on the app, though, because even though I didn't experience those rare cards like that in real time, I'm kind of being able to experience that now when I see these PMGs and rubies. And honestly, back in the late 1990s, it would have been probably impossible to find them. When there's only 50 in the world, the internet was just starting to come around. It was hard to track cards down back then. So it's a great era we're living in for the trading card world compared to back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. The internet is great for cards, and there's been so many opportunities. Like you guys obviously know, there's been a lot of opportunities to use our technology today to, make collecting easier or make it more fun as well. So tell us how you got into the app, and just tell us about Next Gem, how you got started, and tell us all about Next Gem.
Yeah. So I went to college for journalism. And after I got done college, for 20 years, I covered the NFL draft. I wrote about, talked about the top prospects for the NFL draft for 20 years. And through that career is how I got back into cards. Because I mentioned how when I went to college, I fell out of it like so many do. I got back into it around 2018. Panini actually sponsored my Senior Bowl coverage. And they had me shoot videos opening packs of cards at the top quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. So I actually did that for 3-4 years, I think. I opened cards with Josh Allen, Deebo Samuel, Daniel Jones, Justin Herbert, just a laundry list of all these awesome players. And so that's how I personally got back into cards. And then it was, I believe, late 2020. We were at a guys' weekend up north, as we call it here in Minnesota, at the cabin. And it was a bunch of us that were collectors. And we started talking about how there were some pretty big problems in the hobby. And even though there's been so many huge technical advancements since we collected when we were kids in the 80s and 90s, that hasn't necessarily been leveraged for the card world yet. We looked at places like, what's the biggest marketplace? eBay. What's the biggest social media for cards? Twitter, Instagram. None of those things were built for cards. They were just co-opted because there wasn't a solution there for card people. So that's kind of how NextGem came about, is because as card people ourselves, we wanted solutions to some of these problems. And that's how NextGem was born. So that's where we're coming from. And our goal is to be a hobby helper. We want to give people the tools and resources to connect with other collectors, make deals, to get notoriety for their cards, stuff they're proud of, maybe stuff they're trying to sell. So everything we do was kind of built around helping collectors achieve their goals, whatever they might be. And a big part of that is leveraging social media.
Yeah. I mean, I really have enjoyed using the app. I actually heard about it through my friend's podcast, Wax Pack Hero. And I got the app and I've really enjoyed it. So tell my listeners sort of about how the NextGem app works, and, you know, maybe they'll want to download it or, you know, what, check it out, but tell them how it works, and just go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And shout out to Mike, Wax Pack Hero, just a sweetheart of a dude, one of the best people in the hobby. So definitely shout out to him. So NextGem, and I'll tell you a little bit about the features. And a lot of this stuff, we've developed technology specifically for cards. So it kind of all starts with our image scanner. We help you capture high depth 4K images. We auto crop all the background out of there so you don't have to go into your phone and manually crop. We automatically divide all the images into quadrants so you can really see the nitty gritty and zoom in and really evaluate a card. We extract data, not only from the slabs, but we've actually just started recently doing that with raw cards as well. And we're improving our results on that. So we have that data extraction because we all know nobody loves to do data input. Yeah. We extract PSA population links and make clickable links for that. So all that comes with the scanner. And one cool thing with the scanner is we all know taking card pictures, especially depending on the card, reflection, glare can be a huge problem. With our scanner, you can actually take the card image from a little bit of an angle where that's not an issue, and it'll automatically get adjusted. You'll get a nice straight image without that that lamp over your head or your watch or phone. So that starts with the scanner. But then it really goes into the social component. We really wanted to make it easy for people to share their cards. And there's a couple different ways we do that. One, I mentioned social media. We have a share builder, whether you want to share to Instagram post, Instagram story, to Twitter. We have different templates that will fit every type of card and layout. And we automatically generate hashtags for that card that are the most relevant to make sure you get the most views, not only the most views, but relevant views. And we're actually seeing results as low as 30% and up to 50 or 60% improvement on the views of posts are getting by using our custom hashtags. So we definitely want to make it easy for you to share on social media and get in front of not only the most eyes possible, but the right eyes, but then also just having that link, that one source for your collection. We kind of call it our link in bio feature, but all your cards go into one collection and you can share that link, and all your cards there are fully searchable, sortable, filterable. They can do it if they have the app, they can do it in the app. Otherwise, we also have a web presence where they can just go on their browser and do the same thing and look at your entire collection. It just makes it so much easier when you're doing deals. I'm sure we've all experienced going through our camera rolls on our phones, looking for old pictures, right? Oh, I know I had that in here somewhere, mixed in with all your personal pictures. This way, when you're trying to do a deal, say, hey, I'm interested in this. Here's my link. This is what I got. What are you interested in?
Yeah.
So we make that really easy to do that. And also too, every time you scan a card, I mentioned the web presence, every card then gets a specific individual web page that's going to be optimized for search engines. So when people search for your card, they're going to find yours among the top listings. So another way we help get it in front of the most eyes possible. Another thing people have really talked about is what's my card worth? You know, what are the comps? And that's a very complicated question. And a lot of people do it, but they do it poorly. And our view was we'd rather do it not at all than do it poorly. So we kind of found a good compromise, I think. We, for every card scanned, there's a button right below it, and it's the eBay logo. You click that, and it opens a page in the app, and it shows you the recent sales for that card. So instead of trying to tell you what your card is worth with some fancy algorithm that might tell you it's worth way more or way less, we just show you what it's selling for and kind of let you extrapolate yourself. And that's kind of our version one of price comps on the app. And yeah. Then, of course, people always ask, can we buy and sell on the app? Yes, you can. We don't have formal ways to transact yet. It would just be through message. And once again, every card in the app, there's a little chat button below it. You click that and you're chatting with the owner. Yep. So you can just make deals like that. But we're also looking at ways to maybe put in some more formal transaction rails just for people who are more comfortable with that. But we're really not focused on the marketplace, the buy, sell. We're more focused on the social aspects and kind of helping people solve the problems they're having in the hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, I've really liked sort of the portfolio aspect of the app. I'm actually a big user of Blowout. So the way I started using it was I went into it like, I'm going to use this, you know, to be able to share my entire portfolio on Blowout. And that's been really great for my trading and stuff like that. So I've really enjoyed that part. And then also one of the big things, the scanner is really great. Like I was scanning my Prism Silvers into the app and stuff, and it just pops differently. Like it just looks way better under that scanner. So you guys did a good job on that for sure. So I have really enjoyed those features.
Oh, I really appreciate that. That's awesome to hear. I'm glad you're liking it. And yeah. And you know, the thing too, we've discovered is only a small fraction of cards are available or discoverable at any time. They only become available usually when somebody puts it for sale on a marketplace, but that's only a single percentage, you know, 5%, 10% of the cards in the world. We kind of want Next Gem to be where those cards live, maybe before or until they go to marketplace too. And especially with some of these rare cards, like I alluded to earlier, the precious metal gems, the rubies, those cards are hard to find. They don't just pop up on eBay every day. And if you want one of them, a lot of times you have to get proactive and kind of turn into a detective and track them down and message people. And so we want to kind of make that process easier too. And so we've really been emphasizing some of these really rare, amazing collections and hundreds of PMGs and rubies and those types of cards too. So even if they're not for sale necessarily, they might be in a personal collection and you can reach out. You can learn about them, enjoy them. They're not just in a safe or a lockbox somewhere. So we want to give people a way to kind of bring their cards to life a little bit more and kind of have their entire collection in their pocket.
Yeah, for real. I mean, there's been some amazing cards I've seen on the app. I mean, just to name a few, I've seen multiple PMGs like you're alluding to. I was just looking at Griffey cards, Ken Griffey Jr. cards on the app. That's one of my main PC guys. And there's a couple Upper Deck PSA 10s, autos, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. I saw a Julio Rodriguez rookie patch auto out of 5. Like there's some wild cards on there that I've seen. Well, I'm sure you're obviously monitoring the app probably more than I am. So I'm sure you've seen even more cards like that.
Well, speaking of PMGs and Griffey, we actually have a 98 Griffey precious metal gem on the app. And we just recently did our end of the year Gemmy Awards, where we kind of highlighted the best collection and cards on the app. And that Griffey PMG, which isn't even graded yet, it won baseball card of the year. It won best baseball card because, I mean, it's obviously a beautiful card. Go check it out on the app. It looks beautiful. They did a great job of imaging it. But the cherry on top is its serial number 24. So it's his jersey number 2.
Jersey number.
So, yeah. Can't go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. And I mean, so what are some of the other cards, like amazing cards you've seen in the app? I mean, you just mentioned a couple, but what are some other amazing cards you've seen?
Yeah, we've got some special ones. Of course, when the first 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle came on, that was like kind of a special moment for me as a collector. That's kind of like that's like the Mona Lisa of the card world. So that was always a special moment when we have those. And that's the fun thing though, too, is you never know what you're going to see. And we have a, it's called our discovery feed in the app, and based on what genres you can collect and you collect and you can select them during your signup process or go edit them later, it kind of tailors that discovery feed to show you what you want to see. And I have it selected for everything. I just want to see everything that's coming on the app. So football, baseball, basketball, but then the hockey, the pop culture, which is another area that I'm kind of into. I really like the pop culture cards. And you just really never know what's going to pop up into that feed. Every time you go into the app and refresh it, you see something different, cool. So, you know, my favorite things that I've seen personally, though, is I just like seeing these rare 90s cards that I kind of missed out on. For the other day, somebody put up a 1999 SPX Radiance Ricky Williams card, which, I mean, it's not a huge card, but it's just really beautiful. And that's a set that I'm a big fan of. And so that's one that's fresh in my mind. But I mean, literally every day there's something that I refresh that discovery feed and I just totally start geeking out on. And I have to immediately message the owner and connect with them about and just become a card dork. So yeah, I mean, there's so much eye candy on the app already. We actually went live wide in the app store in July. And I think we're approaching $35 million in card value already. And just with a real high degree of quality, you know, and it's fine if people want to upload their commons, stuff special to them too. Mm-hmm. But by and large, you know, we're really trying to cater to like that high end, the slabs and the really rare and special stuff. And, you know, so we're really proud of like the degree of quality that we see coming to the app consistently. So, and we got some prominent members.
Yeah.
Looking at your collection. Can I ask you a question about your collection?
Yeah, Go for it.
All right. So I saw you uploaded a Shaquille O'Neal autograph card, which looks like it's an in-person autograph. So did you meet Shaquille O'Neal?
I did not. That's actually through the mail autograph. The start of this year up to the summer, I was really into TTMing. So I was sending out a ton of envelopes every day. And yeah, I got lucky that Shaq signed at his foundation. So that's how I got that one. But yeah, that one is definitely one of my most prized through the mail autographs for sure.
My man, I did the exact same thing when I was a kid, through the mail autographs, sending those self-addressed stamped envelopes to get them back. And I think I still have a binder down in my basement of those cards that I collected back then. Yeah. But I tell you what, man, Shaq, people your age, you don't realize how big of a deal Shaq was in 1992. He was even bigger than LeBron. It was such a spectacle when he came out. People were so craving his cards. It was some of my fondest memories of collecting as a kid was that 1992 year and opening packs chasing Shaq rookies.
Yeah. Shaq is one of the greatest players of all time. I'll definitely say that for sure. I've watched, you know, a couple documentaries. You know, there's the Shaq and Penny documentary, 30 for 30. If anybody has ESPN Plus or Caesar Rerun, I would definitely recommend that one. That's a really great one about, you know, prime Penny and prime Shaq, you know, one of the greatest duos of all time. So that's definitely one I would recommend. But yeah, Shaq is the prize of my TTM collection for sure.
Nice.
Yeah. So you asked about my collection, so I'll ask about yours. You know, in our messages, you know, I came to know what you collect, but go ahead and tell my listeners, you know, what you're collecting right now and, you know, why you're collecting those guys and stuff like that.
Yeah. And, you know, when I first got back into the hobby, I just kind of enjoyed, I always hesitate to say I was the flipping aspect because it kind of has a negative connotation. And I wasn't flipping to make money. I was flipping to fund my hobby, right? Whenever I sold something, it was to buy more cards. So when I got back into the hobby, the first few years, I kind of enjoyed doing that. I looked for cards that I thought were maybe undervalued or looked for good deals. And the old classic, buy something for a dollar and sell it for two. And I just kind of built up a card bankroll doing that and built up my collection. But recently, I was doing that because I hadn't found a project that I was super passionate about to really sink my teeth into. But I just recently found that in August of 2022. I started collecting the 1998 Fleer Brilliance Gold basketball set, which is serial numbered out of 99. And I chose it for a lot of reasons. That was the year I graduated from high school. So I have a fondness for that era of players in the NBA. And it's rare enough that it's a challenge. And believe me, 4 or 5 months in, I still have I think I'm 2/3 of the way there. It's definitely a challenge, but not so much so that it's not going to be possible to complete either from just finding the cards or from how expensive they are, because there's also another 24 variation, which I ever so briefly considered until I saw just how much the Kobe cost. Then I reevaluated those plans and audible to the out of 99. That's what I've been doing since August. I've been kind of singularly focused, and everything I've sold for my collection has gone into funding that project. And I think I'm about 80 out of 125 cards now. It's been awesome. I've loved it. It's been fun chasing the cards, trying to track them down, but the people I've met through the chase, that's been the best part. And now I'll get messages from, hey, I saw a card you need on my Facebook group. And, you know, I do the same thing for them. So it's the community. That's definitely one of the things we wanted to bring to Next Gem, because the community is just as important as the cards in this hobby, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, another one of my guests that I've had on, Dr. Beckett, I'm sure you know who he is, but he always says, I can't remember what he says. So he says something, I had it and then I didn't, but he says something about community and people. And, you know, John Newman always says, you know, his tagline hobby is people. So, you know, I agree that, the hobby, if there was not so many great people and great communities out there, it would definitely not exist. You know, it would not thrive as well as it is right now without so many great people. I mean, yeah, we see our, you know, backyard breakers, you know, our favorite people, in the hobby for sure. But there's just the good people outnumber the bad. I feel like the community of those people is just great for anybody getting in. I feel like any new people getting into the hobby, they immediately recognize that. Like, I just feel like that's just one of the great things that, for an orientation of a new hobbyist, like that's one of the great things that people notice. And I'm glad our hobby is like that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually got to meet Dr. Beckett for the first time last, I believe it was March, at the Mint Collective in Las Vegas. He was at the show, and I think I scared him a little bit because I fanboyed out on him. I like ran up to him like, Dr. Beckett, you were such a big part of my childhood. I was waiting by the mailbox for your magazine every month, you know, that whole deal. But what a legend of the hobby. And what a guest, man. Kudos on booking Dr. Beckett.
Yeah. He was really fun. And, you know, he's one of the biggest hobby minds out there. So it's fun to pick his brain anytime I can have him on. And speaking of that, I really do need to have him back on. It's been a while. So you're giving me ideas.
Hey, anytime you can talk to Dr. Beckett, you do it. Because that, like you say, that dude's forgot more about cards than most of us ever knew, probably.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that one before. That's definitely something that's definitely true. I mean, he's just got so much knowledge and stories that it's crazy. So yeah. So before we wrap it up, I want to give you the floor. You know, you can share your social medias, your website, you know, even your Next Gem username, like just let my listeners know where they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So check out the app. We are on App Store right now. You can go download it. It's completely free. It's Next Gem, G-E-M. You can also go to the website, nextgem.com. You can read more about the app there, see about some of the features. We have a blogs with some different information to learn about how that app can help you. We kind of feature some case studies of how successful some of our members have been using the features that we offer. Check us out. We are Next Gem app on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm Scott Wright MN on the app, so you can go check out my collection there. And I'm also that across all social media. So yeah, and I just can't say enough. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk cards with you, Jacob. And you know, since I got back into the hobby, one of the things that I've liked the most is the young people. You know, anybody who says the hobby is dying has not been to a card show recently, because I'm constantly impressed by all the savvy young people, boys, girls. It's incredible. You guys are a lot more bold than I was at that age. And it's just amazing all the great life lessons this hobby teaches, to be able to public speak like you're doing now, to go up to somebody, a stranger, and negotiate on a card, how to manage money, on and on. So I know the hobby has done so much for me growing up, and I learned so much from it. So I'm awesome to see the generations like you now doing the same thing. So best of luck with your show, man. I'm happy to come on anytime, help you any way I can. And We're so happy to have you as part of Next Gym.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. Yeah, that means a lot, and I'm super glad to have you on. You know, I'm always trying to get new guests and, you know, get more unique collectors on the show and people that are doing great things for the hobby. So I'm glad to have you on, man. But yeah, that'll go ahead and wrap up our interview with Scott, and we'll be right back after this quick break. Hope you guys enjoyed that great interview with Scott. I sure did, and hopefully convinced you to get the app. Before we go, if you have any feedback, email me at sportscardsecond@gmail.com. I'll definitely respond to you guys, and I love getting listener emails. You can also find me at RedsFan324 on the Next Gem app, like I mentioned, on ComC if you want to buy a card from me, and on Blowout Forums. All right, guys, that'll wrap up episode 79 of the Sports Card Second podcast. Like I said, stay tuned for episode 80. It'll be my goals episode for 2023, so that'll be great. Another great one. So I'm glad we started off the year really well with these interviews, and then another great episode next week. All right, guys, that'll do it for episode 79. Jacob signing off. Keep collecting. Peace.